When the dark came soft, the light clicked low. The day was done. Fox lay in bed under his soft blanket, and there was the dark. The dark was big tonight. It filled the corners. It sat by the door. I don't think I like the dark, whispered Fox, very small. But the room grew soft, the way it does at the edge of sleep. And there, where the dark was deepest, a path opened into the wood. Down it went Fox, soft and slow, into Hush Hollow, where the dusk was warm. By a great old tree waited Bear. Bear was big and slow and warm, and his eyes were kind. Hello, little one, Bear rumbled, low. Are you afraid of the dark? A little, said Fox. Come along, said Bear. The dark is soft and safe. So they went into the wood together, Bear ambling slow alongside, and up close, the dark was not empty at all. There were fireflies, little and gold, blinking on and off. There was the moon, round and white, resting in the knot of the tree. There was the warm glow of Bear's den, deep and golden and snug. Oh, said Fox, it isn't scary. It's full of soft, small lights. It is, said Bear. Soft and safe, soft and safe, soft and safe. Took one small step into the dark, and then another. The dark did not bite. The dark did not roar. The dark was cool and quiet and kind, like a soft blanket over the whole wide world. I'm not afraid anymore, said Fox. I knew you wouldn't be, said Bear. Brave little one, soft and safe. Then Bear walked Fox home along the path, slow and warm, all the way back to the little bed and the soft blanket. The room was dark now, too. But Fox knew it now. There, the soft dark in the corners. There, the moon at the window, round and kind. Fox gave a big, slow yawn, and the dark held the room gently, like Bear's warm paw. Soft and safe. Soft and safe. Good night, brave fox.